Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
Welcome back.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
What it do? What the business is?
We back as a family.
As a family.
We are a family. Like a giant tree.
Ooh, we sounded alright.
What's that off of?
I think I was gone. Oh my God.
Dream girls.
We are not going to be able to top that.
Nah, we can't. We got to get us a look.
Y'all got to do something. We came in right at the same time.
That was all.
Did y'all used to sing in the church?
I was in the choir.
You know,
we go to church.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was amazing. I don't even know.
It was.
We ain't
off.
Even the Big and Lazy pod today. We with them girls. Because I don't know where that came from.
Y'all playing that?
We been
in the
real deal best friends.
We never planned half the stuff that we did.
That's crazy right there.
That's hilarious.
That's too. Oh, that's, man. That's too connected. Because y'all hit that shit, too.
We did.
Y'all did.
So how y'all been? What y'all been doing? What's been good with them girls?
Not much.
No.
Working.
We've been working.
Mm-hmm.
Still going viral.
Yeah, it's still going.
And we almost got 111K,
I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's dope.
I'm happy for y'all.
Did y'all boost it? Was it all natural?
That's natural.
It was at 103 all natural, right?
Yep. We boosted it and then it got to 111, but... Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I seen that y'all was traveling not too long ago, too.
Mm-hmm. You know, we went on a little mini tour.
Mm-hmm. Back outside, too.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then after the tour, I wanted to be back inside because I was tired.
Mm-hmm.
I feel that.
But
sitting down.
Remember y'all was telling us about the retreat?
Oh, the healing summit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
That was dope.
It was
unexpected.
It was much needed.
Yeah.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was like this trauma healing summit that my mama had got invited to come and speak at and be a vendor. And me and Deanna thought we were just going to work a table. And then I was like, y'all come in too. Right. I was like, my eyes are just heavy. Like,
I said, I need a nap after this.
Listen.
I was crying.
Dang.
We were supposed to go out that night. We was like, y'all just want to get something to eat.
We went to bed at like 7.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah.
And what was it at?
Atlanta.
Oh, man. Yeah, y'all had to get tired. That's where it goes down.
Because we was like, I hope she ain't trying to stay all day. Because it wasn't over till like 5. And I think my mama was scheduled to speak at like 11. And she was like, we can leave after that. We didn't. Yeah. But we didn't want to either. Like, it was just that good. And then they had, the surprising part was they had a men's panel.
Mm-hmm.
That part was really dope to me because it was younger men and older men, and they were like bridging the gap kind of, and they were just talking about like how they've overcome certain traumas they still are trying to heal from, how to like best communicate with your partner, how women can like get more communication out of their partner, more vulnerability out of their partner. It was just really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do y'all feel like y'all understand more, men more, even if it's, you know.
It opens your eyes on how to allow men to communicate.
Mm-hmm. Because one thing he said was, if you ask a man how his day is and just let it be that, like, don't pressure him to tell you what it is. Mm-hmm. He's going to tell you what it, like, he's going to open up a little bit, but just ask him every day. And he's going to open up more and more to telling you, you know, letting you in a little bit more.
Yeah.
Instead of bombarding him with a bunch of questions.
So that was good.
I love it.
Have y'all ever, like, do something in somebody's face that they, like, they've been vulnerable with you? Because women be saying some cutting words, like,
yeah. And that taught us to do that, mm-hmm. because that's what makes a man shut back down and not tell you nothing.
Okay. I only did that one time, but it was after I found out that he was fucking around. So at this point,
for a game.
And we was over at that point. It was just like, you want to have this conversation now? And so at this point, you ain't give a fuck about me, so.
Yeah. I find that altercations, when they lead to that, it's coming from a place, especially if you're not that type of person, that'll listen and then be like, nah, remember you said you try to kill yourself, nigga? Mm.
Oh my God.
Real deal petty right there.
But yeah, women be like it.
Nah, for sure. Yeah. I seen a woman do it on TikTok. It's somebody from her too. She I guess she caught a dude cheating, her husband cheating, and did try to do one of them story times and delete it. Nah, I remember everything you said about that nigga. He tried to kill himself and he was.
Ain't that some monkey ass shit?
I don't like when people do it.
Nah, hell no. Especially when we married, like, we took vows to, like, keep motherfuckers out of our business. And marriage, relationships is a business. You investing in it. Mm-hmm. So, you know what I'm saying? What you put in is what you're going to give, especially towards the end. You got to kind of, like, especially when somebody do something to you, you kind of got to, like, damn, I got to be the bigger person. Because if people know who you really are, it's your reputation.
I don't like when people do that with relationships or friendships.
Hell yeah.
Because I feel like if you and a friend fall out or y'all grow apart or y'all just not friends no more, and then you out them in their business and stuff, y'all could have never been friends to begin with.
Sucker.
Because that's crazy to me.
Like Big always said, do you think you could come back from that as with a friend or...
Nah, you could never.
What I don't like is when... females fall out, like, you been holding this picture of her dirty panties.
That's wild.
Of a house.
You know, y'all do things.
I'm just saying.
They do, though. I be seeing it on Facebook all the time.
Y'all follow some different kind of folks.
You ain't never seen that.
You want to talk about me, bitch? Look at, this was 2 years ago.
Yeah,
your panties. She left over my house. And it'd be, you know, it'd be fucked up.
First of all, why would you? So she took a picture of her drawers while y'all were friends.
Exactly. Yes. Oh, I guess some
and
weird.
You was holding on to it. Yes. Just in case y'all fell out.
That's never crazy. Friends from jump.
Y'all was never friends.
And then the girl always hop on her and be like, now you know those ain't mine. Like, damn, so whose are they?
That's just throw them away.
Yeah.
And why are you taking pictures of people's panties?
People feel like they win when the Facebook.
Girl, please.
But you don't, though, because you end up looking like the sucker and you look lame and you look like you was a snake from the jump.
Because
why you holding on to stuff? Like, people really get blackmail in their phone.
Especially when people get drunk and shit like that. A real friend ain't gonna, you feel me? Like, I know stuff about my friends that nobody ever know, because it's friendship. It's I trust my words with you, even if I'm drunk or if I'm out of body or something. I trust that you got my best interest, and you know, I mean, people don't value friendships or relationships anymore in this generation. Because if that's all it takes for you to fall out and it be it. Like, it got to be some deep shit for me to fall out one of my niggas. Like, one of my homies from childhood. It got to be deep.
Would you consider this falling out, like, you know, some persons you talk to a lot, but, like, they just overly negative, like, ugly. Like, I don't want to hear that shit, like.
I'm good at that.
I don't, like, I ain't got to talk to you all the time. Like, we still cool, but we, you know.
Yeah, no, I don't think it's falling out. You just don't want to hear all that negativity.
Yeah, okay.
I'm good at blocking you for a minute. You know what I mean? Especially, remember you said you don't want, you just unfollow.
Yeah,
you
just unfollow.
I will delete you. Because, I mean, I don't have drama in my life. Like, if you constantly call me with drama and I don't have to deal with you, like you ain't a sibling or something like that, like I might have to cut you off for a second because I don't have that in my space. So if I'm laying down and I'm thinking about, damn, this motherfucker's really going through it over there. Nah, I can't do it. I can't have your problems become mine. Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm just not gonna answer.
Yes, I love you, but
we'll respond.
Yeah, probably. I gotta let you figure this shit out sometimes, especially if it's all the time you calling me to talk about you and your problems, not what's going on.
Hey, how you doing?
You know what I mean?
What's going on in your life?
And that's it, and that's that. If you every time I call you, guess what? Guess what?
I always got some goofy shit, man.
Yeah.
That's too much.
I don't like it.
They kicked me out of my Zoom. I guess I wouldn't answer this. They be on that mark ass nigga.
You shouldn't have been honest.
Yeah, you should have just.
Don't you supposed to be honest?
Able to stop and listen to it anyway?
So yeah, I was gonna tell you what's up. Like
it was gonna be like, what you get out of that first part of the Zoom meeting?
Right.
It can't be that hard though.
The particular question.
To cut a guy's phone on and drop it off, you know what I mean? Yeah.
They just blew me up when they was trying to drop them phones off. But how y'all feel about a year in with the network? With our boy
y'all, a year in
Yeah.
How y'all feel?
Right.
We feel good.
Yeah, it feels good.
Because it just popped up in my memories. Like, June 4th is when we recorded our first episode. Like, we was in the shop and sweating like a slave. You know what I mean?
Thanks.
I swear it was 100 degrees that day. It had to be. And we couldn't cut the air on. Like, we was in there.
Yeah.
Bacon.
Scorching. We had bandanas and rags and then we try and drink and shit. Like it was
it was terrible.
Yeah.
And we were smoking too.
Yeah, it was
pass out in there.
Feels good to say we was gonna do something and it's actually like pushing and like prospering. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And congrats to y'all because y'all like right behind us and I feel like we all have the content that we set out to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not really like forced. It's very organic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Even when we come together, I feel like it's organic. Because,
chilling.
We just chilling.
Talking.
You know?
We just talking shit for real.
Mm-hmm.
Facts.
Speaking of healing, they say Janae Aiko got like a healing summit. Like she got these sound bowls. Mm-hmm. Mars told us about
that. She do it at her concert?
I don't think so. It's some separate shit from a concert, the way she described it.
Yeah.
And like,
it was like they were in a dark room.
Yeah, dark like a tent or something.
Ooh.
And she got some sound bowls, and you know, you go to like a, it's like a healing seminar.
Yeah.
Janae Aiko.
I could see that for her.
I could absolutely see that for her.
Yeah.
Do y'all think a lot of it is like voodoo or like?
No, I think she's been through some stuff.
Yeah.
So I feel like for her, it's probably a real deal thing, and she probably just wants to help other people.
Yeah,
but some people,
she said it's good though. Like she said, it was amazing, and like you know, like I think Erykah Badu got a little voodoo though.
Yeah, I'll bet say now, Erykah.
I don't think all of it is necessarily voodoo, but does it necessarily align with everything that you believe in?
Right.
More than likely not. So I mean, I feel like you just got to research a lot of the stuff that you decide to participate in before you do it.
Cause I got a great auntie and she didn't play Harry Potter in her house.
Yeah,
none of that shit. She was strict on like that's witchcraft. That shit don't go with it.
Really?
Yeah. Like
my mom never some let us watch Harry Potter.
For real?
We didn't even celebrate Halloween growing up.
Dang,
I was mad.
You ever been trick or treating?
I mean, me and my brother ended up going like once we got a little bit older.
Yeah, that's been.
But by that point, we look way too old to be out here trick or treating. But I remember asking my mom, I was like, when are we getting Halloween costumes? She was like, we not. I was like,
yeah.
She said, we don't celebrate Halloween. I said, well, why not?
I got cousins as Jehovah's Witness and them niggas, they couldn't do nothing. Christmas, Thanksgiving, nothing. Like
I grew up Jehovah's Witness.
You did? Did you have Christmas?
Did you celebrate any of that?
Here and there, but not for real.
You never came to the church.
Never been to the church. Never.
I'm talking about to our church. We told you to come.
When did you tell me to come to church?
When we did the first lab.
Y'all got to follow up.
Because you said that you said that your church is like a
school,
a class.
Oh dang! Because they did have friends and family day last week.
Really?
I ain't go, but
what church I go to?
Ministries of Christ.
I'm going to tell you, okay. I don't go to no, I mean, I go to church, you know, especially out by the crib, but church ain't the same. Ain't no food at the church.
We said that on one of our episodes. They don't be cooking no more.
Mm-mm. Man, them old school churches that you can smell it before.
Smell it.
It's about hey.
Really?
Hey, man, let's get out of here. Let's get out of here.
Be like, ooh, they got some food in the bag.
Ooh, it smell like chicken.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to love going to, what's in the morning?
The Sunday school
used to always have some good breakfast for you. But that was the old Burgrass. That's my daddy's church.
Where is that at?
Three, four generations. And
they still cooking over
I don't know. I ain't been around. Last time I went, they went. I mean, I don't know.
People be acting like they don't got time for that no more.
Yeah. I think that's the essence of church, though. For me, that's what I grew up on. Any church I went to, it was always some good chicken, you know, soul food at the church.
Speaking of food, would y'all look at me different if I told y'all I ate a honey bun burger? It was two fried honey buns.
I always wanted to try that at the fair.
I didn't do it.
They be making donut burgers.
I couldn't do it.
Huh? I had a donut grilled cheese before.
Was it good?
Mm-hmm. They said it was fun.
Why you didn't do it?
It was just like some extreme fat shit to me. Like I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
That sounds very like.
Yeah, I had to draw the line right there. Because Good Eats, they had some egg rolls. They had some buffalo chicken. I shot with him the egg rolls. That was pretty good. They had the Philly steak and the buffalo chicken egg rolls. Then he wrote me and said, yeah, man, I'm doing honey bun burgers. I'm like, honey bun burgers?
That's a lot.
Yeah, I'm like, that's a little too much for me, bro. Like, just hit me.
Two honey buns.
Huh?
Why don't you do like a half of one?
I don't
like
know. Just
like a taco.
Half quarter. Like, I just couldn't, you know, just damn. I just ate a honey bun burger.
He tried to induce like it was a new drug, too.
Yeah.
For you, if you know.
Yeah, he said, man, yeah, man.
He done tried all this. Let me give him the honey bun burger.
I'm a weak.
What's the fattest thing y'all think y'all ever did or ate or experienced?
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Fleur. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight, practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and the link's going to be in the description. In the comments, go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
We went to the movies one time. I think I had Peach Cobbler Factory. I had whatever we got to eat.
Oh, when we went to see Beyonce.
I had Peach Cobbler Factory. I think, do we go to Chick-fil-A or something? It was something. I felt like it was probably chicken.
You like to get food from different places.
No, we got food from the movies. Mm-hmm. So I had my sweets. I had chicken tenders and fries. I had pretzel bites.
You took it all in the movies?
Yes.
Yeah, that's G shit. I'm going to eat right it all.
I went when back door was still open. I went to the Baxter's and got me a little 10 piece and snuck it in there.
I always take food in the movies with
me. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't went and got Taco City.
Yeah.
But you can't bring no catfish nuggets. Can we agree on that? Because I went to go see Bad Boys. And the chick next to me brought out some goddamn catfish nuggets. I'm like, oh, wow.
She was right next to you?
Yeah, had a little.
She was like, give me one of those.
I'm like, you, the audacity of you. Like, damn. Like,
I took a Tupperware bowl.
I got big purses.
Yeah, because I had bought some wings earlier that day.
Uh-huh.
I didn't want to take the whole container of wings in there. So I just put me some in a little Tupperware, took my little ranch in there.
Mm-hmm.
Had my little drink.
Because if you scoping in there, man, get the fuck out of here.
Back up. Because
I already paid $50 to watch this motherfucker move.
I swear.
Right,
I'm going to take my food with me.
The first thing I think I did was, y'all seen LaVell Crawford on Club Shay Shay?
Mm-hmm. I seen him on there, but I ain't
watched. I ain't watched the episode.
Yeah, I watched it. It was funny from beginning to end. He said that he'll get a 50 piece because he's going to eat 25 on the way home.
On the way home?
Yep. And he's like, he got his fries. He said, don't you hate when you get home and half your fries already gone? So I get some fries for the ride and fries it. But I'm like that too.
You get a fry for the ride.
I mean,
I did it at Qdoba.
I got kids too. They're gonna be trying to sneak everything.
Yeah.
You can't push it in the back, half the fries gone. So I get extra shit just on the low of knowing that some of this shit is. And then my oldest, I want 8. Like, man, I'm gonna give you 10. He eat his 10 and come in like, man, ain't no more left. Like, nigga, you asked for 10. Like, so that's my little.
Shout
I like man, to get extra man. Shit.
I feel like I done did some fat shit.
When I go to the fair, I'll get a corn dog, a funnel cake.
Oh, yeah.
That's the fair.
You got to, though.
Yeah, you got to.
Yeah, I'm a dog. I'm a dog at the barbecue.
Me too.
My plate is going to be full. I'm going to have two plates in my hand.
My plate going to be full, but I don't ever eat a whole lot off the plate.
Nah.
You ain't supposed to. I think
and then I'm going
to
go wrap it up.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take it home with me.
I was just about to say, you can leave it.
Mm-hmm. Or just eat on it like throughout the. Mm-hmm.
Let's do a hypothetical. Like, what's your perfect barbecue plate like?
Ooh.
Burn hot dog.
Gotta have the hot dog.
Yeah, not. Yeah, might not agree, but I need. I don't eat pork chops, but if you got them on the grill,
I'll
smack a pork chop off the grill.
I'm gonna eat me some ribs too.
Thanks.
Yeah.
You gotta have potato salad, her potato salad, and my potato salad, and my mac and cheese, baked beans, green beans, little greens if we got it, you gotta have some greens, corn on the cob.
At the
corn on the cob.
You just said corn dog, and I was like,
I like a little pasta salad if it's fire.
I like I love pasta salad.
It can't be dry.
No. The the potato salad can't be dry. Mm-hmm. The fucking baked beans can't be dry. I done hit some bull ass, and I should have known before I went. If it's last minute, I don't go.
A good chicken wing.
Yeah. Ooh, chicken wing. I don't like legs.
No, I don't like legs. Give me some wings.
I don't like legs or thighs.
No,
I eat a po' ass chicken away from me, huh?
I eat a thigh, but I don't like legs. I can keep them.
I done went to King's and said, give me all drums. You know it's extra. I don't care.
All flats.
That's different. A little pig leg. That's still wings, though.
Yeah. No big ass.
But like a drum.
I eat a leg quarter.
I love leg quarters.
What's the difference between a leg quarter and a leg?
It's just. It's together.
It's definitely a man thing.
Yeah.
You know at the
it's juicier though.
You know you can buy Andy's hot sauce by the gallon.
Who?
Andy's hot sauce by the gallon. Y'all like Andy's hot sauce?
I don't need that.
Uh-uh.
I don't need that.
Yeah. You got that at the house?
Mm-hmm. Give me a gallon. Hell yeah. That's just fire. She's been burning for a week. I've been turning myself.
Andy's. Which one is Andy's?
Andy's. Yeah, you can buy it by the gallon.
I'm
dead.
So you go to Andy's
and buy a jug of hot sauce. Yeah, go in there and say, I want a jug of hot sauce.
Absolutely not. Like,
it's pretty expensive. How much is it? Like $28, but it's
$28.
Yeah, it's
I
a
see
big
why
jug.
Dude said shit. I got this honey bun burger for you,
that's
bro. You
crazy.
Yeah, it's a big
gallon. That's probably going to last you a year.
It's going to last me a while.
Your intestines.
If I was to die first, because I'd be turned.
Fried.
Yeah.
Damn, that is some hot
burnt
ass hot
up
sauce.
On the inside. Burnt
now,
up.
Now you got me wondering if I can buy a Wingstop Ranch.
That shit is trash. Why do you want to buy?
You don't like Wingstop Ranch?
I don't like wings. Let me tell you a story. When they first opened, I tried the wing station. Wingstop. You know, Ross is rapping about it. I'm like, okay. I'm like, damn, these shits is trash. Like, I got the lemon pepper. I love lemon pepper.
But you don't get them fried hard. You got to know that they kind of baked. So you got to get them fried.
So they're not frying wings, burger?
Man, they like baked wings, and they fry them for a second and take them out, throw the sauce on them. You say fried hard, they turn into a real-ass chicken.
So if I got to do all that, I'm
it's
just
crispy,
cool.
Dog.
I just want a 10-piece lemon pepper, fam. I don't want to fry it hard, you know, but...
I get them fried hard, dog.
So they tasted just like a lemon. I'm like, and I never went back to them. Like, so I had my nieces and nephews over. We went to go see Bad Boys. It was, long story short, we went to get Wingstop after it was over, and it was... The ranch is so watery, like the wings.
Oh, you
just
went to the wrong one. I ain't never had Dixie? No watery ranch. I don't go to
Dixie.
The one on
absolutely
Dixie. They are
not.
They
really?
Closed down.
No.
Okay, so maybe I got
down.
A bad experience
yeah.
right now.
Yeah.
No lie, because it looked like they cut it with something.
Go
like,
to
it was
the
so...
one by Jefferson Mall.
Really?
That one was good. I had
that's
them
what
not
my nigga Bobby
though.
Said. The one by Jefferson Mall.
Yeah, that was good. And my food came up quick.
Hirschhorn is good too.
Hirschhorn, yeah. Hirschhorn.
No lie, it was like a 40-minute wait. I'm like,
yeah, Dixie, they got a bunch of kids working in there.
Yeah,
their customer service is trash and they slow.
I'm gonna tell you, the best
I'm
gonna
give one more shot.
Mexicans. Every place I go to got Mexicans back there, the shit slaps. I go to this Mexican place, it's out by my house, so it's like by Christian Academy. It's something amigos, fajitas and amigos or some shit like that. And I swear, every time I done went, 10 minutes. I'm like, damn, I ordered a big bag full of shit. 10 minutes.
Yeah, next door tells us 10 minutes mm-hmm. too.
Are
they Mexican?
Uh-huh.
I'm telling you, Mexicans do everything good.
I love Mexican food.
Yeah,
if you say y'all want to get something to eat and then be like,
Mexican and more.
Which I got a taste for. I'm always say.
You say next door where? Next door to what?
Tall Shop. El Terrazzo. Okay.
Where is that at?
Hirschhorn.
Oh, dude. You ever been to Sola Tacos on Barstown Road?
Who?
Sola Tacos?
Uh-uh.
That's a pretty good Mexican spot. Uh-uh. Friday, they got like a live band and shit. It's pretty good.
Veronica's too.
Veronica's is far.
We always get the birria pizza.
Where's Veronica's at?
Papa Level.
Right by Lee's.
Okay. Where the lounge used to be across from the
It was a club. What was that club called?
MVPs. It was MVPs. Club Crush.
Crush. Yeah. Yeah.
Then it was MVPs.
The old.
What was it before Crush? Though it was something before Crush.
What's that? Captain D's. The old Captain D's is across from her too.
They far.
Yeah. Lee's ain't that good no more though.
I ain't had Lee's.
They ain't never really been that good for me.
Y'all like Colonel Sanders KFC?
Absolutely not. You been going there?
I used to go for the tenders. I mean, not the tenders, but the
wedges.
The wedges, and they took away wedges. It was like
that's crazy.
They took away wedges.
Mm-hmm. They got regular fries now. Like what the fuck?
Why would y'all have regular fries? I was in a drive-through the other day, and I was like, oh, the line's too long. I just wanted some wedges and a biscuit.
You would have been mad if you got hot.
Yeah, they. That was tragic to me because that was my first job, and that's all I ate was wedges. Like literally. Like the chicken is good, but once you see that shit every day, I'm not eating no chicken right from here.
Now I went to McDonald's. Every time I pass a nugget tray, I throw a nugget in my mouth. If I would have worked there, I'd have been sad.
Oh, you got me bent. Every job I done had fast food. Mm-hmm. My first job was KFC, and I used to smash. I walk past, I'm grabbing a handful, going to the back. When I worked at Home Run Burgers and Fries, they're like, "You want to work fries today?" Yes.
Yeah. No lie, the manager put me to the side, Brandon. You're doing a little too much, my guy. It's your third McChicken. I was like, damn.
You eating whole McChicken?
Yeah, I was an animal. I was 17, man. I was an animal. He put me to the side. And I forgot I'd never get his name.
You was doing too much.
Yeah, he said, hey, man, that's your third McChicken.
Hold on, you still did a whole lot.
Three is crazy. You still on the clock.
McNugget? Or McChicken.
McChicken.
And then he's eating the nuggets as he dropped
them.
You did too much.
You grab a whole patty, chicken patty, and just wow.
Nigga throw a little tomato and cheese on that bitch.
I'm with you though. I ain't saying like I ain't with you because if I work here, it's
oh my God.
He put me, my bad, bro.
And then KFC used to try to give you like, I think I worked at KFC at the best time though, because KFC had the barbecue wings. Remember that? Those five?
Yeah.
I used to eat those, but they used to try to make you pay for it. I ain't eat today because I'm eating during.
Yeah.
Because they try to take it out your check. No, sir.
No.
No, sir.
They should have took something out of your check. Because you did too much.
Whole McChicken.
Yeah, I was smashed.
Let me get a little sweet tea on the side.
Yeah.
Make me a little McFlurry while I'm at it.
It was a wild time. I'm glad I didn't smoke weed when I worked there. Oh, shit. I would have probably died. The big one. That's the only thing to save me.
I am dead.
I'm awake. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
I ain't never had a fast food job.
I worked at Steak and Shake and Kentucky Kingdom at the same time.
Oh, girl. Big baller.
Yeah, yeah, out of money.
Shot caller.
Yeah.
My Lord.
Can I go?
And I worked food service for Kentucky Kingdom, too, because I was not doing rides. I wasn't doing nothing else. Food service me.
Was you eating on the clock?
Nah, because that stuff wasn't always good. I would go to Jack's.
What was y'all favorite?
Jack's.
It was the restaurant over like across the bridge on at Kentucky Kingdom.
Jack's Chicken. Y'all remember Jack's Chicken?
It was like a shack.
Swamp place.
So I would go there and eat, and I worked in the Dippin' Dots stand, so I would eat Dippin' Dots.
Yeah,
because there wasn't no cameras or nothing out there. I was just smacking Dippin' Dots. It was hot.
I used to work for this place called Carrie, and we made the cheese stuff for. KFC, don't never eat KFC macaroni and cheese.
It looks watery.
Doggy.
I hate it.
It comes in a big ass block of white. It's just white. I don't know the ingredients in it. But
the cheese?
Yes, it's just white. And then you throw it in this thing and you cook it and you ship it off to their ass. And that's what they make it with. And it's every time you walk into the job and it stinks, everybody's like, damn, it's stinky cheese, though.
It's
fucking KFC's.
Chick-fil-A's mac and cheese is far.
It got to be coming from a black lady.
You got to.
And I do the hack every time I put that shit right on the sandwich.
Mac and cheese on your sandwich?
Yep.
No, I ain't
doing
that.
On the spicy chicken sandwich.
I'll let y'all have that. Moving on.
So,
I know that I want noodles on my sandwich.
Nah.
So dating with kids, I'm only asking that because we're talking about food. And is that included in, you know, feeding the babies? Maybe it might be first date.
What are you talking about? Yeah. So what if you dating somebody with kids, you gotta get their kids? Are you asking like, should you get their kids food too?
No.
Yeah, like straight out, like
on the first date.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Absolutely not.
Especially if you know they got kids, because some women be like, you know, I got kids too. You know, they ain't just about me.
Y'all know the ghetto of the ghetto.
I swear, because
that's why I like sexy red. No. You got a spot. Hold on. Oh,
so
what
we trying to say? Hey, so B, have you ever had? You ever been on a date and have a girl try to get a to go play for her kids? Like try to take her kids something too? I had to happen to me before. Like, nah.
I think B got a story for us.
Right, we need details.
I mean, we was just out to eat, and she was like, "I'm about to get my kids something too." I was like, "No, you're not. I can't get my kids something to eat. No, we're on a date. Right. I'm not dating your kids." But yeah, she tried it though.
That's crazy. What she say when you said no?
She just looked at me like I was just rotten. And just, she just rolled her eyes, just like, okay.
She should have felt stupid for asking.
It depends on how fine you are. If you fine like that, you might
get it.
Pretty
girl cleavage is a real thing.
Yeah, you know, I don't know.
But I'm not gonna right ask you to get nothing for my kids.
That's straight bum. I didn't do some wild shit in my life, but nigga, not no more. It's over. When we on the first date,
you see every time he lying going, man.
He'd be like, let me think first.
Nah, that's over.
First date. I gotta admit.
If your kid's home hungry, you shouldn't even be on this.
Right.
Oh,
you could throw him a little pizza roll in the air fryer or something.
Man, something.
These you should have fed them before now, the day. Though. These kids is bougie.
You gonna eat these pizza rolls and these frozen White Castle chicken rings that's in this freezer.
The kids is bougie because the parents make them bougie.
Y'all not getting no lobster bisque for dinner? What you think it is?
I remember I went somewhere and my oldest was like, I want the salmon. I looked at the salmon motherfucker, it was $32. I was like, bro.
Well, you about to get this. You gonna get this Ranger meal. Shoot. This was playing around.
Shut up.
Little mini cheeseburger. You better take your tail on.
What's the limit on kids if y'all dating?
Three.
Two.
One.
Make room
for more. I say two because I don't want to date nobody with kids, but you know, if I have to.
Yeah.
Two because I got two. So that's four already on top.
Mm. It was for a while, bro.
Big said one.
I just said that because 3, 2, 1. I just said that. I don't know. Shit. It's a lot of variables. Like you say, are we on the first date and you ask them to bring Happy Meals home?
Right.
Do they get stable fathers in their life? You know, are they obedient kids? Or, you know,
shit,
are they younger? You know, it all varies. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I'll say about 2 or 3. It was for a while. Nigga, 4 and 5. That was all it was shooting at me. Five kids?
Like they got four and five kids?
That's all for like a 2 or 3 years. That's all. I couldn't get out. You know what I mean?
They got one and that kid is terrible. So just young. They could be six, but they just, something wrong with them. They just, this motherfucker cuss everybody out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to leave it alone.
What if they need you? They need a man in their life structure.
Are you my dad?
Good riddance. You know, God have mercy on your soul, but it ain't me.
Man, your mama said claim your toys. Fuck you, man. You ain't my dad.
If a kid cussed at you, are you allowed to cuss back?
Hell yeah. I cuss kids out all the time.
I mean, if it ain't your kid,
man, when I do the coaching and the kids be like, I don't give a fuck, nigga. I don't give a fuck neither, little nigga. Fuck you talking about, nigga?
Kids be cussing like that?
What?
Yeah. Kids' mouths are terrible. They mouths be worse than ours.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got mad at
me. And they use it in the right context.
I pick this little kid up. I pick this kid up every game. Like, every day for practice, I go to Park Hill, pick him up, take him to practice with us, and shoot him home right before I hop on the E-Way every day. And one day, he got mad at the game. And I was, you know, hey, little bro, you know, trying to talk to him. He's like, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, stop talking to me. I'm like, nigga, fuck you. What you talking about, little nigga? Mom right there and everything. She was like, what? I'm like, nigga, it's your time. Like, fuck you, little
nigga. You hear what you're saying?
And I ain't picking you up no more, little nigga.
Did he come back after that?
That nigga called me. I apologize, Coach T. Mm-hmm. And his mom was like, and tell him, I appreciate you coming to get me early. Yeah, I'll be back over and get you. As soon as he got in the car at Monday, nigga, hey, nigga.
You got to do
you cuss
laps.
At me, I'm going to cuss at you, nigga. You won't swing on me, that's a whole nother story. I'm a sick little TJ on your ass.
Yeah.
But yeah, man, kids, I could date a woman with a lot of kids, but.
A lot is what?
A lot. Four. If I was a single
four?
Man. Yeah, I fuck with kids though, and I would only fuck with you.
That's $100 a Chick-fil-A.
Oh, that's more.
Three
than that.
Is pushing it.
Talking about.
Yeah,
that's another thing. Like kids are expensive.
Kids are expensive,
and so the more kids you get, the less I get.
But I would only date a woman with multiple kids if she's disciplined them and she know how to raise her kids. I'm just there to. You know what I mean? Kind of help you out.
I felt my facial expressions.
Because mamas don't be, I mean, single mamas, some single mamas don't have control. Like, the kids really do what the fuck they want to do because she do what she want to. You know, if she's gone at night, her oldest might be sneaking out or sneaking motherfuckers in, and she feel like she, and the kids feel like they can because I'm helping raise these other ones too.
Who mine is full on 14, Chad. I don't know. I ain't going to say I don't know what to do because she gets snatched up. Don't worry about it. But Lord.
So, Annabelle, do you think it's hard dating with kids, like just having a kid?
Because you gotta know who you wanna like introduce your kids to.
Yes, you do.
And right now, the way the world is looking, y'all ain't gonna.
And that's definitely a turn off too. Like, if I meet your kids too quick, like, you tell me pull up, smoke some, whatever. It's just no reasonable hour.
Running around.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock, and the kids answer the door. Like, man, you're supposed to be sleeping.
You're supposed to be sleeping. Right.
Man, bedtime, that's definitely a turn off. Like, I didn't deal with a lot of dumb shit in my younger years. I
want you to make a list.
Because you got to.
I want to read.
You got to
want to read your list.
What kind you got to bookmark some stories.
I don't think we need to hear about that long list.
I got a hell of a story. But you talking about four kids. Oh, girl, I'll take her.
You love her.
Who the one you love?
You in love with her.
Huh? She's nuts, man, but I love her though. She was good and crazy.
Yeah, she wanted to be beat on and everything.
Yeah, she used to ask me why I don't hit on her. Like, what the fuck? She was real.
So, do you feel like you would have just been settling for that?
Look. The fuck? Oh.
Get your water.
Hold on.
Did you?
My fault.
It's too much going on.
My fault. But now, yeah, it'd have been settled. You know, hindsight's always 20/20. Mm-hmm. It'd have been settling like a motherfucker. Thank God.
I don't know, because you was in love with her. It's not settling if you in love, and that's not.
I was about to say that's a lie.
My fault. No.
You can be in love and still settle.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can say I don't want no kids. I want to raise hers.
You wouldn't have wanted better than that at that moment.
Nah, I could say at the moment, but looking back, hindsight's 20/20. Yeah, I'm like, I was tripping hard. Yeah. Like, she's a terrible person. She's nuts.
I done been there before. But it was only because the kids were so clingy when I first, like, met them. Like, damn. Like, do y'all know me or something?
Are you probably hyping you up to them?
Yeah. Hey, if a chick got friendly kids, she's a hoe. The first time you walk over there and the kids don't run high. They run to you like, hey, you don't know you from a cannon bank.
Oh, yeah, they met plenty of niggas.
Yeah, they didn't know them.
I ain't never think about it like that.
I ain't either.
That's what I meant. Like,
my show ain't speaking.
With Shorty, and this is years ago, but even laying up with her and the kids just get up in and be like, yo,
that's too much.
Hey, do you play 2K?
Not with you.
Ooh,
I'm glad mine don't speak.
So big and big. Damn it, birds.
A bird is going down? Why would it fly into the wind like that?
They always do that.
Can't see.
But for big and big, what's the age limit? What if she got one, but he's 16?
That's cool.
You
know, out the way.
Yeah, I don't know. He might be looking at you like, my nigga, shit. Fuck you doing over my mama, nigga? Like Jody.
Nah, that's cool. I'd rather date older than younger, because them young ones, 2, 3, 4, 5, they kind of blurry. Like, you know what I mean? They,
yeah.
Plus, they all in mama's space.
They can make up their own.
These new parents, they parent different. Like, you be over there at a 5-year-old, it's midnight, he up with the iPad. I'm like, first of all, why is he up? And why'd you invite me over here if you knew he was going
to
be awake?
Because put them kids to sleep before I come over here.
Yeah.
Everybody.
And make sure they're good and sleep.
Yeah, facts, though.
iPads go off at 9:30, and you should be snoozing by 9:45.
Yeah, you're right, because these new kids.
They be in the middle.
I had my nephew over. I didn't went to sleep, and I woke up like 4 in the morning to use the bathroom, and he pops up out of nowhere. Uncle Brandon.
Facts. Yeah. My nephew's done that before, too, and I was like, dog, what are you doing?
He's on the, my kids is like
on the really? iPad.
Like, I have to tell TJ, like, twice a week, like, bro, 3-4 in the morning, bro, I don't give a fuck if you not sleep. Don't be walking around my house, because that's all I heard is boom. Running up the stairs, running back down the stairs. But see, he likes to go to sleep early, my youngest.
Mm-hmm.
He'll go to sleep early, and he'll get up in the middle of the night. Hey, Dad, what you doing? Smoking, drinking. Go to bed.
Minding my business. Like, being grown.
Nah, for real. But that's what I mean, like, by the, if you dating older, like, you might run into, and she got an older kid, you might run into a Jody. Like, Jody wasn't having that shit. He didn't like that shit at all.
Jody got choked up too. You feel me? So
yeah, get the fuck up out
of here. I hate that movie. We need to get that. What's it? NCAA or whatever.
NCAA.
Black Lives Matter. Any black group. Just sign a petition to get that banned from TV. That's a terrible movie.
I'm not signing the petition. I like Baby Boy.
They just punk him out the whole movie. He's not a...
He's just trying to be, you know, trying to sell his dresses.
The man, like you said, he's licking on his head, choking him out.
I mean...
Not only... Okay, you...
Well, he
you,
had been to jail.
What does that got to do with licking on the man's head?
That was extreme.
But he wanted to kill him, though. Remember, he was like, yeah, like, bitch ass nigga, like... And P was standing there, and he was like, what you say? Niggas about guns and butter.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Niggas. I thought it was a perfect example of how, nigga, if you don't move out at 20, nigga, and your mama got a dude and your baby mama's, I mean, they didn't respect him because he wasn't getting no money on. He wasn't.
But
he
that's what
he
doing.
He wasn't doing anything with his life. Mama. It's like, you are grown now. Mm-hmm. You got to get up and do something for yourself.
I'm trying
to
be out my tomato garden.
You feel me?
I understand.
Mama
got
to have a life too.
But don't they got to show him just a little respect?
No.
Oh, God.
He's the key.
They don't have to.
But wouldn't that be a decent person to show him a little respect?
I mean,
okay, I got a male friend, but we not about to be jungle fucking next door. You know what I mean?
Listen, if my own children don't move out.
Yeah.
By a certain... I mean...
Y'all just going to have to hear what y'all hear.
Y'all going to have to hear it.
Yeah. Y'all know what y'all mama and daddy do.
Yeah. Like, you grown now. I'm not going to be... having quiet sex because you decided that you don't want to move out. This is my house.
I feel you.
The man's cooking. The man's cooking.
Now, I wouldn't allow my man to like completely disrespect my son like it.
That's what I'm saying. That's just.
Yeah. But they had to do it up for the movie.
Yeah. It's Hollywood.
Yeah. Man, you're dramatic.
Now I'm going to tell you what I don't agree with. The most disrespectful thing bruh did to him was, you want some breakfast? That nigga said, that nigga was tore up when he seen that nigga naked. And you asked me, do I want some breakfast?
Yeah, like you doing a whole lot.
I didn't want
to. So what about Love and Basketball?
That was a good movie. I like that.
See, because people, I've been seeing people say that about love, like now that we older, let's
he did her dirty.
It's a terrible movie.
It's not a romantic movie.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
It's not a what?
A romance.
And it's not good. I've been seeing that it's not good. But I think it's like, I think all of those black movies is like just showing just really how it be.
They are like real life scenarios. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Especially like Jody and Yvette. Yvette go to work every day. Jody cheating in a car.
In her car. You know, we see it every day.
Had a baby on her.
Give me my shit.
What she say? She's like, all I get is a ride to the clinic. You know, that's why I think she was treating him like that. Because like we said last time, like she was. Like, Yvette was wrong, too, talking to bruh about him. Is this Jody? The one that can't live with his mama? With his little-ass boy?
Yeah.
That nigga said, I want a block on the phone today. This nigga talking about, you live with your mama. I don't want to hear that shit. But they knocked off Snoop, you know. You know, P was his nigga. Sometimes the only respect you're going to get is from a nigga that your homie.
But
I mean?
P was used to doing that. Jody wasn't.
Nah, he wasn't.
P was in the same boat, though, wasn't he? They were just
He was.
He was in the same boat. Yeah. He was staying with his mama and his girl.
Yeah.
He was staying with
his girl's mama.
Yeah. He was. He was fired up at
that. He said, I live with my girl's mama.
I gotta lie and act like I'm looking for a job. I'm down there playing Madden at his baby house. Shit ain't right, cuz. Ain't right at all. But I think all of those movies, Deliver Us from Eva, I feel like that was the best black movies we got.
She got on my nerves.
Yeah.
She
did.
I never liked her after that.
She was very typecast for a long time. Yeah. But I think in her book, she was like, she like put off that energy too. And I think that's why she got a lot of the roles that she did.
I don't know
why
I don't like Gabrielle Union, like in real life. I don't know. Like, she seemed cool, but then she seemed like she's really like Deliver Us from Eva. And then look at D-Way, like, I know if I go home with paint on my nails, it's the talk that's going to be had. I don't know. That's just me.
How y'all feel about that? Him and his son making a transsexual platform for the youth.
I don't think no child should have a sexuality. We didn't have sexuality as kids. We was kids. Now, whatever you drift off as.
How old is the son?
I think he like
15, 16.
Mm. Now, but when he came out and stuff. Yeah, I mean, like, love your kids. I love D-Wade for loving his kid for not disowning his kid. Magic Johnson did the same thing. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot to just, like, I don't know, like, having people come over, like, when he had the little white boy come over that's a transgender, too, and...
Yeah, it was kind of
like,
fun.
Wow.
It was kind of wild. I ain't gonna say messed up.
Let him
up.
Be a kid. Like, if one of my... God honest truth, one of my sons came to me and was like, yeah, this is that, and cool, but, nigga, why you live here, my nigga? You are mine. You are still... I still expect you to respect yourself as a man and shit around this motherfucker, not... Don't be coming in here talking about, it. Yeah, how look in this blouse,
I
daddy.
Think that was his boyfriend.
Rap, cuz.
His boyfriend...
17 years old.
He's 17?
Yeah.
I mean, he's old enough now to be an
well,
activist.
Well, he's a young adult.
Stuff. Yeah, but when it came out,
well,
he was like 12.
Well, she's done point, now. Hell, at shit. This point, she's a transgender, yeah. So we can't keep on saying he.
Yeah, I respect it.
Oh, my fault. We don't mean to offend nobody.
No,
I
didn't
don't.
Know he,
so she identifies as, yeah.
Oh, nigga, he's
I can't
she's
keep
always.
Up.
She, yeah.
What?
I mean, I don't think she had the surgery or nothing, no, but she transitioned. But I can't speak on how I would... respond because I'm not a parent of a transgender,
and I think D-Way is just supporting
he's
his
supporting
kid.
His daughter,
that's why
yeah.
I do love D-Way. I love because it's hard to do that, and it's hard to do it in public as well, especially since
and I'm
we
sure they've had
and,
conversations
yeah.
And
yeah, it seemed like he was like, "Shit, I'm down, son. Paint my nails too, cuz."
Shut
I
up.
I think he's just like, "I love my child."
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. And the world's gonna already
to,
be against your kid for it.
Yeah,
you know?
And so it's like. If this is, because to my understanding, if you are transgender, then you feel like you were born the wrong gender.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when you say, I expect you to respect yourself as a young man, if she never viewed herself as a male,
a boy, yeah.
Then how she gonna respect herself as a young man? So I think he just loves his child and he's supporting his child. And
me too. But I think it's Gabrielle's fault.
What? That's his child. I'm not about to put that on her.
I
think she's supporting too.
She's supporting.
Ever since that book.
You just don't like her.
Yeah, I think that's what that is.
That book too. That book, like she was.
What about the book?
And what was said in the book? And did you read it?
I read a little bit of it.
Did you read the whole thing?
I read the part when she talked about she was molested and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And I read.
Nope.
I read stuff about her and her, what she do to niggas and shit, what he might like. I don't know what she was talking about with that. She was talking about D-Wade. She just
background,
seemed like a dominant-ass, scary woman. Like, she just don't seem...
They might like it.
And you keep saying seem. We don't know her, and we don't know the ins and outs of that relationship, and that is a grown man. So I'm never going to
he can
to
enjoy
put
whatever he likes.
The, right. I'm not about can. To put the behaviors on that one person does on mm-hmm. somebody else. Like, he's grown, and that's his child.
You're right.
So speaking of the opposite sex, like, how do y'all feel about what are you doing text? Like, how many, what's y'all, you know, has that a, I'm going to say a turn off.
WYD?
Before y'all go, I'm glad I'm married because what the fuck you supposed to say? Because y'all can't say, I ain't saying y'all, but someone be like, don't, what you doing me to, what? Like, what you doing?
Start conversation.
My thing is, what you do in text only irritates females that's entertaining six or seven niggas. So if six or seven niggas is in it, what are you doing? That might get a little annoying. So, but if
what?
You...
Last, no. What you
not
doing...
True.
It's not even a what you doing text that irritates us. It's the WID and you ain't got shit else to talk about.
Nope.
And you WIDing me all day because you ain't got shit else to talk about. That's annoying. Have some substance in your
and
conversation.
Type it out.
Why you ain't got nothing else to talk about? And you know what I'm doing. I'm at work, just like I was an hour ago.
Yeah.
Hold on.
And if you ain't...
What's the difference?
What
you
mean?
What's
the difference? Put some effort.
It out. What's the difference?
I don't like acronyms like it.
Effort.
It annoys me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
See what I'm saying, bro?
Don't HBD
see what
me.
I'm saying, what?
HBD. Happy birthday?
Yes.
Because
you could have just not
now.
Said
okay,
nothing.
Yeah, that's...
Come on. What the hell?
I feel you on that, but like the what you doing... To me, or what you're doing is going to open up, especially if I ain't talked to you all day.
But if you just talked to me an hour ago...
I'm not going to ask you what you're doing.
But a lot of niggas do.
If I say, what you doing, when you getting off, have you ate, cool. If I text you in 2 hours, it's going to be like, did you eat your lunch? Are you off?
But that's you.
But what are you doing now?
You asked us.
I don't know.
I seen a
dude
post today, and he was like, black women are just never satisfied. And I wanted to comment, but I just kept it to my... I just left.
Sometimes you're dodging punches.
I do.
Bro, come on.
I just...
I just laughed at it because I was like, what do you mean? And I'm sure you're single.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you give zero effort.
Effort.
And yeah. so when somebody like, asks you to give some tonight. Effort, now we asking too much. And we never satisfied. Uh-huh. Because for real, if in the grand scheme of all there is to talk about mm-hmm. in the day, if the only thing that you have to send me is WID and you don't have anything else
right.
to talk about, you can't tell me that that's not going to be annoying, especially if it's an everyday thing.
And I like women that make you, to me, like the easy women, the what you're doing and what that works, who that works for or works on. I feel like those be the ones that just be short time, because I feel like if you make a man like work for that, like you let him know, like, hey, don't be, have some conversation with you. That's making a nigga work. Some niggas gonna run from that. But niggas that like that type of shit, like a challenge, is.
Especially if you come back with a text that's going to like, or should spark some conversation, and then your follow up text is still short, then it's like, all right.
We don't get and some of that, about. We gotta start dating. People that like us, like,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think that's a part of it. Like some of, even myself included, like sometimes you chase ghosts. You ain't never caught a ghost. Like some, yeah. you know, I ain't say she's out of your league though, but you know the conversation's dry. Yeah,
right.
You know the,
you're right.
I'm saying mm-hmm. you chase, ain't nobody ever caught a ghost. Right. That's what I say. Niggas be chasing, and women be chasing ghosts. Yeah. Like.
I'm big on it. You got to be gone off me and everything.
Period. Gone off me.
I'm not going to say gone, but it got to be 50. You got to
be gone off me. Shoot. Hype me up.
I don't want
to. Because if you gone off me, I'm going to be gone off you. I mean, yeah. if I like you.
Yeah, if I like you.
Because don't be, I mean, it's been some.
Like, I don't mind you blowing up me on texts or phone calls, especially if it ain't like obsessive, like what you're doing, like making sure I ain't doing shit, but you mm-hmm. constantly like, I miss you. Where you at?
Next time somebody texts me WID, I'm just going to send a list of WID so you can know how it feels.
You listen to a list?
Yeah, like, at different time frames. WID.
So I want y'all,
30 minutes later,
I want y'all to tell niggas this when y'all meet them, too. Like, so niggas, I know, like, all right, I got to come with something every time I speak to this woman. Like,
I mean, like,
because if you tell
me
that, I'm going to just tell you, like, cool. I'm going to just try to find where you at and see you every time I want to, what you doing. Like, my what you doing is, you busy?
No, but they don't do that though. That's way. The thing.
You want to go to dinner? You want to just chill?
They don't do that. Yeah. See, you out of the game.
Yeah,
they don't do that.
Some do, but the ones that's going to WID you all day, they don't do that. They don't do that.
Now,
they not making plans.
Right now and again,
they
will ask, can I call you or can I FaceTime you or are you a texter?
That's what's going to make me like you is if you have conversation.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like if we get some shit to talk about, then I'm going to like you more. If you just WID me, I'm bored and I don't want to do this.
Bored.
What about y'all? Y'all some WID niggas?
He
like,
yeah, that's why
he's laughing.
That's why
he's smiling. I ain't going to lie. I mean, I don't be having a whole lot of conversation. It's like, I'm trying to meet up with you and I'm trying to do some stuff.
Well, say that.
All the in-between shit,
say
like
that.
Texting all day. Like, okay. I ain't got time for all this
okay,
shit.
So text, what you doing? You trying to link up or you trying to go out? You trying, not just WID. You just WID and just leave it?
I mean, yeah. This is, for me, it's the start of a conversation. I'm not just going
that's
like WID and then be like, 5 minutes later, WID. What you doing now? You still doing the same thing you was doing later? Like what? No, I'm not doing that. But like, it's just the start of a conversation.
What's y'all go-to line though? Do y'all got a go-to line when y'all talking to women that you just know that like, you know, this is going to get the draws or this is going to get her attention? Or...
I wouldn't say go-to line, but I got a go-to date.
What?
Drive-in movies. I'm nigga.
I ain't been to the drive-in in years.
Drive-in movies.
Can I go?
Driving movies, you gonna get whatever you want. Okay. Not even at the movies type. You don't know smut shit, but like, you know, after what you gonna get, what you know what I mean? Driving movies, champ. Over in Indiana, and that's another thing too. I can tell any people all about it. Niggas don't go over in Indiana, so that's it's one over in Louisville, but it's one over in Indiana. It's for like 15 minutes across the bridge. Not even that far, and okay. You get two movies for the price of one.
You cheat.
What? I don't know. I guess you won't call it cheap, but it works. Nick, I was trying to get this chick for years. Took her to the drive-in movies.
Two for one?
You get two for one.
Can you do it anytime you go to the drive-in?
I ain't never been to drive-in.
Yeah, they give me
drive-in
two.
Since you get goddamn Jason's Lyrics or something.
I ain't been since I was younger, but to my understanding, you typically get two movies.
You ain't never been? Okay. Y'all gotta go. It's over in Greenville.
I don't go to the regular movies, so.
You know, that's different, though.
I mean, everything, that's because you can get everything on TV, you know.
Yeah. And I go sleep.
I love
at the movies.
You know, I mean, one time I was at
the best sleep right there.
The night we went to go see, it was Halloween night. We went to see Michael Myers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, now I remember that.
Nigga, remember what? You went to go see it?
Michael Myers?
Yeah.
Is this when like younger days?
No, this is probably shit about 3 or 4 years ago.
Oh, no, never mind. Wrong one.
Michael Myers and nigga, you know, I got dark tint, so you really can't see out, you know, and everybody got their lights off, and you just hear. I'm thinking it's something, you know, somebody cut my lights off or whoop de whoop whoop. I rolled the window down about this much, and it was Michael Myers right there in my face. I screamed so loud. down there jumped through my moonroof, man. I thought.
On a date, though?
On a date, bro. I'm like,
damn.
You like, was hollering.
Yeah, screamed like a little bitch. I was scared as shit. Like, all Michael right. Myers, the music was playing. Doo, 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 doo. And I rolled down my window. He did, and it was like a nigga walking around, you know, costume uh-huh. right there. I screamed so loud, like, it was crazy.
And y'all, did y'all talk after that?
Yeah, I went home and we went to our house and shit. We had some, yeah. Driving movie. All the single guys, driving movie, buddy.
My thing used to be bowling.
What did I say?
Yeah, bowling? Yeah, I used to go bowling.
Bowling can be fun, yeah. But it's like especially a little drinking. Competitive. Like, yeah. I feel like interactive dates are definitely fun.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, especially to cut the tension to where you ain't mm-hmm. got to say, you know, mm-hmm. make up conversation just because you with somebody. Because
I feel like I can be awkward.
Speaking of interactive, when are we going to do our relay race? $25 a person when it takes off.
Y'all not beating us.
I swear to God it.
How about we all just race to see who's the fastest?
What kind of races we doing?
Just up and back, you know, a little 25, run 25 yards, tag the person, and down and back, nothing crazy.
Y'all not.
Y'all need a shorter person on y'all's team.
Huh?
So y'all need a shorter person on y'all's team.
What you mean?
My legs are very short.
That's what I'm
y'all
saying.
Y'all get stride.
Huh? I think y'all.
If y'all if you races. Can beat her, I'm definitely beating her. I'm not maybe faster than
I can beat them both.
Okay, it's done deal.
I've been fast since kickball.
Huh?
Please. Said Deanna gonna take 2 steps and beat both of you.
She tall. Okay.
I'm out of there. Come on.
You got to kind of scared now. And she said that. I'm out of there. That sound fast.
I can get up through.
Hey.
Anyways.
Y'all got your running shoes on now? What are you talking
about? No, I'm in sandals.
All
right. Y'all.
I'm kicking my shoes off.
If y'all not subscribed yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then y'all need to pause this
mm-hmm.
and go on and hit that subscribe button.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all can find us at We Them Girls Podcast on YouTube. Mm-hmm. But y'all can also find us on Instagram and TikTok at We Them Girls Pod.
Hello.
Where can they find
y'all
at?
No.
Y'all can find us everywhere. There's entertainment. YouTube, Apple Music, Spotify. We drop every audio every Monday, visual every Tuesday. And you know, you're dealing with the most consistent network.
Period.
Right now, you know. So like she said,
the key
you know,
word is podcast network, not
podcast live.
Yeah, not no live. Facebook feed.
Oh snap.
Anyways, y'all can also find us on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, mm-hmm. all the streaming podcast platforms. Mm-hmm. Cause like they said, we very consistent.
And y'all on Wednesday
and visual on Thursday. Right. If you listening, hit that send us a text message button.
Mm-hmm.
And send us a text message.
We might go live when we race.
We are gonna go live. Y'all not beating us.
Oh God.
And at the end, okay. Look, I'll give you a big one. We can race.
Yeah.
And at the end you gotta do a deadlift. Cause you wanted to lift weights
my
too.
Yeah, that was the first. Huh? That was the first challenge you said to mm-hmm. lift weights.
If we go on y'all's challenge, y'all got to do ours.
So you run, get to the end, do a deadlift, run back. He ain't doing.
What's a deadlift? Hold on, before I get in my. Oh, okay, yeah, I got you.
No, it's a clean.
That's a clean.
That's a clean.
Deadlift is you coming straight up, drop it back down, but it's like.
We're going to put some weight on there.
Mm-hmm. About 45 pounds a piece.
Nah, we're doing.
You see these big calf muscles? It's all in your
life. You're not going to do it or not. I was about to say, you're not pulling from your calves, player.
You're not?
No.
Period.
I thought you.
You got to use all little body.
Okay. Not just your calves. See, he going
to
lose.
Calves going to be strained. He ain't going to be able to get back to the other end.
So how y'all feel about sexual assault from women to the men, not the man to the woman?
It shouldn't be. Because
I seen
neither.
That stream with Tariq.
It was so cringy to watch.
It was.
I feel like in the world of double standards that we live in, we don't speak on female to male mm-hmm. sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
mm-hmm. or men getting assaulted by women. Yeah. We only typically are in an uproar when it's women being assaulted by men. But wrong is wrong.
Yeah.
Like, right. If...
No means no.
No means no. And even if I didn't say no and you didn't ask me...
Yeah.
Then no. Like, don't put your hands... Keep your hands to yourself. Yeah.
That's what Bill Cosby doing? Said in his death petition. He said... If you knock them unconscious, they can't say yes. I know. Like
he said that.
Yeah, but that's the thing about the Bill Cosby. I don't want to get off subject.
He had already got.
He already admitted to it. Like he already mm-hmm. admitted to drugging and what you call it. It was a civil suit though, mm-hmm. and it's part of a part of the civil suit. He sealed. Yeah, the document had to, it had to be sealed. Mm-hmm. Bill Cosby's not innocent.
No,
but they threw the case out because they illegally unsealed that case and mm-hmm. used that as the base of his source. So. That's why the case got threw out. But yeah, that's what Bill Cosby said.
That is insane.
You ever seen that documentary?
No. Mm-hmm.
It's we got to talk about Bill Cosby or something like that. Oh, it's wild.
R. Kelly one. I only watched like an episode or two of R. Kelly's, and I don't watch none of them for real because I feel like everybody's is incriminating themselves on there. Like mm-hmm. especially on the R. Kelly one. Yeah, I took him to the mm-hmm. Lock his ass up. I walked on there and seen him having sex with so and so.
Right.
Lock her ass up because the bottom line is. First of all, position of power always shows mm-hmm. who a person really is. I think from women to men, like everybody want to keep crucifying Chris Brown. Like every person he's ever been with, we heard that he's beat on or something. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? Instead of like taking what he did and okay, he grew from it. We never heard of it again.
Mm-hmm.
But then you got these people that, you know, Diddy and people like that, you know.
The diddler.
That did it for so long and so many years and. People act surprised now. Like, come on now. Like,
right. Y'all are not surprised. And that's why everybody that was friends with Diddy have been dead silent because they know they complicit in a whole lot of the stuff that he
ain't said a word.
Ain't said, and they not going to.
That's why I agree with Boosie, though, on that aspect because he said, ain't none of y'all going to try to say he ain't do nothing. All y'all just in these pictures and all that. But it just goes back to, I think, I said it on Facebook one time. I said, I think, position of power, it just turns certain people into predators.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Thinking you can get away with stuff for so long. Because a lot of women, they don't want to say it like your boy, what's his name? Lil JJ, the comedian. He said a lot of women was doing stuff on people's sets and stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's not just men, but the women is more acceptable because it's not, you know, it's just a double standard, but...
And a lot of men have been sexually assaulted and didn't even realize that they were being sexually assaulted because it was praised.
You know,
it's grown lady. I got down with this grown lady when I was like 16. And it's like, you were molested.
Yeah, Richard Pryor said he lost his virginity to his mama's friend when he was like 12 or 13.
Yeah,
and it's like, that's not what that was.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm. And a lot of men don't even understand that they were a victim in that situation.
Yeah. It took me years to know I was a victim.
Mm.
But for years, I was like, yo, it happened to me when I was a kid.
You want to talk about that?
I mean, it was just at my people's house. You know, you got older people that's around you growing up. And sometimes, especially back then, you don't know where you sending your kids and stuff like that. So it was always older kids where I went. And it was this older girl. I'm talking about all the time. Like, she was doing all types of stuff. So, you know what I'm saying? But when I got old, I'm like, maybe that's the reason why I'm over-sexual and stuff like that. When we was, you know, as kids and stuff like that. Because I had already experienced some stuff I wasn't supposed to experience. So, I would look at, back in the day, like, 7th, 8th grade, I was looking at you weird if you was a virgin. Like, you a virgin, my nigga?
Yeah.
But now, like, I cut this guy's hair. He's a senior in high school now. And he was like that he don't hang with. I'm like, man, why don't you come up here with so-and-so no more? He was like, ah, man, he's just into too much, man. He got locked up, this and that. And every time we were around girls, he'd be like, man, he's a virgin. I'm like, man, like, so what? I'm like, man, keep that. Mm-hmm. Keep that mind frame. Keep that your innocence, bro, because that's all you got. Because once you know, and that's what God wanted us to do at the end of the day is try to find some type of, you know, weight. For the right person, but you know, you never know out here nowadays. The world is crazy. Like,
I feel bad for Michael Rainey also because they was on live, so the world saw you.
I gotta watch this.
Yeah,
well, I ain't got
being like
sexually assaulted,
mm-hmm. and people was like, some people was like, why was he smiling and stuff? He was uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why when people see somebody like. smiling or something when something is happening to them. It's like, there's so much going through your mind.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You don't know what to do. And then it's like, he's probably like, oh, man, I don't want to kill the vibe. I don't know what's happening right now. We on live. I'm just trying to like, I want to get out of this situation, but I don't really know what to say right now. It's his dude's sister.
Yeah.
Like, it was probably, it was a lot going on. And he, like, the world is watching this happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I couldn't imagine, like, what's going through his mind right now.
And, like, he's still young, too. Like,
yeah, he is. And if he was to do that to somebody,
he would be in trouble.
And that's what he said. He was like, if the shoe was on the, he said, I can't stay quiet about it, because he just put out a statement, too.
Yeah.
He said, I can't stay quiet about it because I know if the shoe was on the other foot, then this would be a completely different situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it would be.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I hadn't seen it either until she
just and she was doing the most. And then I felt bad for the streamer.
Yeah, she was.
Because this is my sister, but I invited him here,
mm-hmm.
and you as my sister
embarrassed me,
made him feel uncomfortable, and you done sexually assaulted this man on my live. I'm getting the flack for it, but at the same time, and I gotta apologize for you, but even if you put out an apology, it's still not gonna hold as much weight because they don't even know you.
Right.
This is my stuff.
My thing with apologies is, like, I could pick this water jug up and hurl it at you, but 5 minutes, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. Mm-hmm. It don't take the pain away. Mm-hmm. It don't take the embarrassment. Yeah. Sorry is more of a self thing. It ain't really, you know what I mean? It's okay, but you can't take that shit back after it's done. You know what I mean?
Because he apologized, but they was like, well, where's her apology? And at the same time, it's like, even if she did apologize, y'all still going to have hella shit to say about her and her apology.
And who's her sister?
She did it. It's don't nobody know who her sister is.
But she was like super young. Like, I wonder if she...
I feel like she was old enough to know not to do that.
Right.
That's crazy. I feel like she probably looked younger than what she was.
Mm-hmm. But she also probably took it as an opportunity, like, ooh, this is such and such.
Yeah, because in another part of the clip, he was like, he was trying to go viral or something. Because he didn't see what was going on. Mm-hmm. His back was to them when it was going on. Right. He's like reading comments and stuff or whatever. And then I think at that point, he was like, he was trying to go viral, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. She was like, you got a banana, I can make you go viral, something like that. And she put her out the room so fast, like, what are you doing? And it was kids in the room.
Yeah.
You're doing the most.
And you my little sister.
And you my sister.
That's facts, though. It's so many ways that it could have went.
Yeah.
But
what?
It could have went left, could have looked right. Just say no.
Yeah.
And keep your hands to yourself.
Keep your hands to yourself.
Because a lot of times people be like, no means no. But sometimes people don't even get the opportunity to say no.
Mm-hmm. Nah,
so keep your hands to yourself.
Because she was close.
If you ain't got consent, don't touch me.
And that's where I was with, because I seen that lady before. I seen that lady again. From when I was, and it's Urquoise Project. So when I seen her again, I used to feel like I want an apology, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. How's she doing now? Like, she,
I don't know.
How old is she now? Like, you 30, what, 3?
Yep, she's at least 10 years older than me.
Jesus Christ.
At least. I don't know if she's our exact age, but I know like my older cousins and stuff like that, they had stuff going on that I shouldn't have been around.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like soon as the parents go out and it's like, all right, y'all watching us. So y'all got this girl getting in the shower, y'all going in there watching her and all of this. But I'm around this girl too. So when I'm alone with her, like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? But when you young, I think like with old girl, when you young, your mind, like, some people ain't developed. Like, we want people to be so mature for their age.
Fully developed to 25.
You feel me? And now thinking about it back in the day, like, all everybody in that house was fucked up. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I'm saying? So
are they still fucked up to this day? That's how he's at it.
I don't know.
A lot of people don't break the cycle.
I don't know, because it was my people's, but it was like my step siblings peoples. You know what I mean? So it's like, you know, I mean, they was gone. You know, when parents go out and stuff like that, you got to watch who you have around your kids and stuff like that. Because even though it wasn't a man molesting me, it was still just as bad because my development with relationships was terrible.
And you don't even know what that's doing to you at that moment.
Yeah. But when I got older and, like, I'm going to keep it real. When Shorty used to be like back in the day, like early 20s, like, why can't you? If you say you want to be with me, just be with me. And I had to be like, damn, why can't I? Why can't I just?
I gotta graduate high school first, baby.
Settle down. Like, I mean, this is in our 20s.
Okay, I think you're talking about the.
This is in our 20s. So when she's like, I want to be with you, but why are you?
Yeah, okay.
Like, you can't. You gotta do this.
This is your wife talking.
Women, yeah.
I think you're talking about
you know, and I kind of like, I had an epiphany one day and I was like, I have to tell her, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? And she didn't be like, I don't believe you. None of that. She was just like, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Like mm-hmm. you, I've been knowing you since the fourth grade. Everything leading up, like you extra mature, you know, whoopty whoop. Like it was just a different, I was a different type of person too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like I get on my son now for like being obsessive. Like he's like, if he's talking to somebody, he'd be like, what you doing? Like, what you doing? Talk to me, call me, whoop, whoop, whoop. And I'd be like, bro, you got to calm down, bro. Mm-hmm. Like,
and that's the thing. That's all you can do is talk to your kids. Like, kids don't know no better. Mm-hmm. Like, they have to be taught.
Mm-hmm. Watch who you around.
Yeah.
Communicate, you know. But before we get out of here, y'all got a segment I like, which I feel like we all should go ahead and free ourselves.
Free yourself.
Free myself from procrastination and laziness. Mm-hmm.
And make it.
He's always
so
stealing the nigga shit though. He steals my shit all the time. Story.
Uh-huh. I like make when I watch list. And they, you know, that y'all kind of get deep when y'all free yourself too. Mm-hmm. You know?
Every now and then, sometimes.
You know,
sometimes it's like no procrastination.
And yeah, laziness. You know, getting to it.
Mm-hmm. What do I got? I feel like I ain't got nothing today. I just been in a good mood.
That's what's up.
That is what's up. Back to the gym. I did a 21-day reset, and I used weights for the first time in 3 weeks today. Maybe I killed me out. Mm-hmm. Okay. But other than that, I feel good.
That was going to be similar to mine. Like, I just feel like I'm back in that mode.
Yeah.
Hey, B, what's that thing you call? It's called Patreon? What's it called?
Patreon.
Yeah, we're going to do the race on Patreon.
Mine.
Make people pay for it.
Yeah.
Just nothing crazy, a dollar.
Yeah.
You got to see his greatness. We'll see.
I think I need to stop.
If I lose, I'm having a heart attack. Just call the ambulance.
We're not stopping. So much and, we're not stopping.
Damn, the ambulance.
Yeah, if I lose, I'm having a heart attack. I'm going down.
Yeah.
It's the big one. We'll stop once we get to the end.
You're
going to
fake a heart attack if you lose?
You didn't already told us. So if you have a heart attack, we're not going to take
it. I'm not losing gracefully. Yeah, I'm going
down. Well,
I'm going
to keep on running to the end of the page.
Either way, you lost. So
that's why I feel like we should just do like one race. And if me and him finish first and second, we win.
No.
I got something. Let me free myself real quick. So support your creators, man. Mm-hmm. Support your creators, your musicians, your painters, podcasters, you know, anybody doing anything creative. It take a lot of money, mm-hmm. a lot of time, a lot of effort to put out entertainment for you. So, you know, click the like button, share, subscribe, and, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And I want
to
piggyback off what he said. I know a lot of times it can get repetitive when you see your people's posting. Mm-hmm. You like, oh, they posted yesterday, or they post all the time. And you look at it and you might like it in your head. You might comment in your head, but you don't actually do it online. Do us a favor and all of your creator people, just hit the like button mm-hmm. or comment or share, no matter how many times they post, because you don't understand what that actually does for us and how much that really does support us.
Yeah. And that's free.
Facts.
It's free, y'all. It's so free. And you don't understand how much support that really shows us. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we know we post every day, multiple times a day sometimes. But
y'all know the algorithm's jacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know that y'all be seeing a lot of our stuff. Even if y'all don't see the posts on your timeline, y'all be watching our stories.
You
and we'll
know
see
how
y'all.
I know y'all watching?
Put our shit in y'all favorites. Do it.
Do it.
Don't miss nothing.
Fact.
Hit the star.
And I know that y'all be watching because when I see people, I be like, man, your pod, mm-hmm. I be seeing, like, I don't see you mm-hmm. in the likes, buddy.
Yeah.
Mention shares. But give us something good to eat before we get out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I like, good to watch. I tried, and it's been open for a minute, but it's a Mexican restaurant on Hearthborn.
Gustavo's.
Oh, yeah, I went there for my birthday.
Yeah, before. They look far.
Really?
Yeah.
I got that big ass long table in there in case you get like 50 people.
It's a restaurant down in Tennessee. I forgot the name of it. I actually went to go see Gillian Wallow, $1 Million Off the Game, but they canceled on the way down there. I'm like, damn.
I hate that shit.
Yeah, I figured because the ticket sales was low as shit.
It was? You know,
yeah, like.
That's what happened with Tank last week.
Mm-hmm. It was like.
The single?
Mm-hmm.
It was 60% available like the day of. Like, I knew it was about to. You know what I mean? But it's like a, like you at a table with your family type shit. Like you order the food and they just, niggas.
Where was you at?
Nashville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And they just passing down pots. Like, I'm like, oh,
that's crazy. Not Hattie B's, but
What's it called?
It's not Hattie B's.
No, Hattie B's is a chicken place.
Yeah. It's not, it's something Maze or like Rose Maze or something like it. It's something.
It, like they do it like family style. Yeah. Sunday dinner type.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
What's it food called is far too.
He don't know.
I can't know the name of it.
Connor's got good lamb chops.
Connor's food is good.
I've never had lamb chops.
Go get some.
You've never had lamb chops?
Right now.
I've only ever tried goat. That's because I worked at the Jamaican spot.
Nah, go get some lamb chops from Connor's.
Y'all
I ain't had Longhorn's lamb chops.
They good, too.
That's what you said. You said lamb,
it's Longhorns. Pretty good. Mm-hmm. I love Longhorns.
I do, too.
I got to get out more.
And just like that,
we out.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.